plug of the hole?
A stopper. Not a cork, a stopper. It was made of cork, but we called it a stopper.
And if you wanted to fill a jug, what did you put in the top of it?
A funnel.
Did you have one of those instruments that you could hold up to your mouth and blow and suck on to make music?
A French harp.
Yeah, and the other one that you'd twang?
Juice harp.
Yeah.
A J-E-W-S, I think is the way, juice harp. But I always pronounce it a juice harp, like juice from fruit.
Yeah.
That's the way I'd always pronounce it. One time when I was in high school, I was very mischievous. I was teasing someone, picking on them. And there was a boy, his name was Truman Lee. And he came to school one day and he had one. And he thumped around, words to death. And one day I said, Truman, let me see that thing, see if I can play it. Okay, Howard, see what you can do with it. He handed to me, I threw it up on top of the school building. Oh, they had to keep him off of it. Right in the middle of it. We got a laugh out of it, but we got rid of it. It was in high school, didn't it? I threw it up on top of it, I didn't stop that no. They cost a dime, then later on, offered to get him one. And I'm sorry that I threw your juice off the way, but I couldn't resist the temptation. I thought, well, you know, no, how I forget about it. He said, I'm not mad about it. I had quite a laugh over that.
We've talked about a wagon load. What do you call the piece of the wagon that sticks out in front of it?
The tongue, wagon tongue.
And if you have a one-horse buggy, what are the
shaves?
And the thing that sticks up in your buggy that you can pop?
The whip. Buggy whip.
And on the tire, what am I saying? What do you hold? What do you hold in your hands when you're driving the buggy?
The lines. Now, if you're riding a horse, it would be the reins. But the lines.
Lines for a vehicle, reins for a saddle.
I assume that the reason they call it lines, it was quite a line from the bit of the horse up to the wagon. It was long, well, horse compared to the other wall. It was a line. I assume that's why they called it that. Some people call them, the right name was check lines. Check lines. They were used to check the team if you wanted to stop or if they were running to check on this. But we never used the word check, we just called them lines.
How did you keep these supple and pliable?
We oiled them with, Dad would buy some kind of oil.
That's certainly important to keep leather dressed, isn't it? What do you call the outside part of a wagon wheel, the part that comes in contact with the ground?
We call it a tar.
And then inside that, the wooden part?
Now, wait a minute, we've got some far back on memory. The wheel seemed like that was called fellers. I believe that's what it was called.
And then the spokes went into that?
The spokes went into that, and then the iron strap tar was around that.
What did you do with your wagon wheels when they squeaked?
We used what was called wagon dope. We didn't call it a grease, it was called wagon dope. Mm-hmm. It came in a can, and about 6 or 8 inches across the top, and possibly 2 inches deep.